With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. I welcome my colleague of many years, Terry Anderson of the Hoover Institution, here to comment not only on his new book, recommended, Adapt and Be Adept, about the years and centuries ahead of us in the event of climate change significance, but also another new book that comes to our attention quite spontaneously at the same time, thanks to Holman Jenkins, the distinguished columnist for the Wall Street Journal, featuring a book by Stephen Koonin, who was a official in the Obama Energy Department and is now publishing a book quite separate from the Obama Energy Department, making similar recommendations, actually exactly the same recommendations that Terry's book makes. These are independent actors. I can attest to that because I was flabbergasted to read Holman Jenkins' column right after talking to Terry. Terry, a very good evening to you. The similar recommendations that you and Stephen Koonin make, my reading, the amateur here, the recommendations are, yes, the climate is changing. Yes, mitigating the climate is possible theoretically in the future. However, for now, because it's changing gradually, it is wise for us to adapt, as all native peoples have adapted to climate change for thousands of years. Is that a fair summary of your recommendations? Good evening to you, Terry.
It is, and to you, John. It is truly a fair summary of mine and of Mr. Koonin's. To quote from him, and this could be my words, as a species, we're very good at adapting. And that's what led to the title of the book that I edited for Hoover. And it is the only meaningful way we can address climate change in the foreseeable future. And what I think that Mr. Koonin brings to the table, which I never try to do because I'm not the scientist that he is, he brings the science itself and the models that are used to make these predictions to the light of people to say, these models are just that. They are models and they're very imprecise. And he compares it, for example, to building an airplane. You can model a lot about aerodynamics, but it's hard to model the climate. As a result, economists and modelers like to say, if you put garbage in, you get garbage out. And many of the climate models are just that. We don't have any kind of confidence about what the climate will be in the future, other than we can accept it's going to warm probably by a degree by the end of this century. But we have no confidence that any of the proposals that are out there politically will have any effect on that temperature increase.
We're talking about trillions and trillions in the president's most recent recommendation for not only how to transform the United States of America into compliance with the Paris Accords, but also to change entirely our understanding of energy and our understanding of how we live our lives. Trillions and trillions of dollars. And yet, Terry, if I read you and I read Holman Jenkins correctly, this will come to very little significance for two reasons. One, the United States does not control other nations, and India and China have needs that far exceed ours in terms of generating energy with coal. In two, the enforcement mechanism is ungainly and unlikely to be successful. And even if it all is successful, everything, it falls into place. You point in your column at The Hill most recently that Mr. Lomborg, Bjorn Lomborg, says might affect the climate. What is it, 0.048? I get lost in numbers, Terry. Can we say that's a tiny, a little amount?
It's a minuscule amount, John. To think of spending, or as I put it in my column, throwing trillions to the wind, pun intended, to throw those trillions and reduce the temperature increase from 1 degree to 0.048, call it 0.05. That means instead of a 1 degree, it's going to be a 0.95 degree. No one in the scientific community thinks that that is going to be the end of any species. So it's an incredible price to pay with no measurable result. And indeed, the climate scientists have said over and over that because of the carbon that's stored in the atmosphere, again, quoting from the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, that the changes that are predicted are largely irreversible for 1,000 years. So as human beings and the political beings especially, we can throw these trillions into the wind, but we shouldn't expect big results.
The title of Terry's book is Adapt and Be Adept. The title of Stephen Koonin's book is Unsettled, What Climate Science Tells Us, What It Doesn't, and Why It Matters. Let's stay with the why it matters part. Why it matters is that we're given the opportunity now as voters, as citizens of the United States, to choose between going this way with fossil fuels and going that way with generating our electricity, our power from renewables. Terry, your book makes it very clear that the physics of renewables cannot possibly answer that demand. And the physics of fossil fuels are necessary in order to sustain the marginal populations of the planet in addition to the prosperous populations of the planet. Now, the puzzle here is that's not a choice, Terry. That's not a choice. That's, I mean, you identified that there are physical limits. Stephen Koonin is saying the same thing. Because we wish something doesn't mean that it's physically possible.
What's heartening to me is that you have a physicist of his renown that is making this point that it's just not physically possible to do what we profess we're going to do. And so again, to make this kind of a shift to completely away from fossil fuels, be it at the small community level like mine, where we're going to supposedly be carbon neutral by 2035, or do it at a national level and then at an international level, is a physically impossible feat. And if it's physically impossible, then throwing this money at it clearly is a waste. It is dumping it down a rat hole. And I'm just heartened that a scientist, again, of Mr. Koonin's renown, is backing up this notion that we aren't going to achieve the results that are professed.
Let's talk about one adaptation that Terry recommends in his book that makes a deal of sense to me. Financial markets, they know how to spread risk. How will that help in the coming years and decades, Terry?
I think one of the things that is clear from the science and the modeling is that there will be greater variance. There will be greater variance in storm surges, greater variance in moisture. And that means we have to ask, how does that variance hit the ground? How does it affect people who are actually dealing with that variance? And I'll take the case of agriculture. Variance of the sort that climate change will bring means that farmers will have to start thinking about, are we planting the right crops and are we planting them in the right places? And if there's greater variance, how can we keep from simply going bankrupt? And financial markets and insurance markets are very adept at incorporating these kinds of variances. So crop insurance programs of the federal government are subsidized insurance programs that encourage farmers to take risks that they shouldn't be taking in the face of climate variance. If we could reduce those subsidies, and again, this is wishing in politics, which is not a good thing to do. If we could, then we would have insurance markets telling farmers, maybe you should be more cognizant of these risks and we'll insure you, but you need to plant a variety of crops or you need to move the kinds of crops you're growing north, south, east, or west. And it's those market signals from insurance and finance markets that I think are crucial. Local bond markets are starting to, especially coastal city bonds, reflecting the risk of storm surge and climate change. That means that cities will be much more cognizant of whether they're going to build a new causeway right in the path of storm surge that's going to wipe it out the next time a hurricane hits. That's the kind of signal that we can get from markets, and it's that variance that financial markets are the best at taking into account.
Terry Anderson is a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution. He's editor of the new book, Adapt and Be Adept. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.